This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The August World Ag Supply and Demand, or WASDE, report was released yesterday, and as we heard from the closing markets, caused commodity prices to decrease, especially in the soybeans. This morning, we'll check in with U of I Ag Commodity Professor Todd Hubbs and see what he had to say about the numbers released in the report.
I think the biggest shock to the market today, probably, and I don't think I'm exaggerating to say this, was the U.S. soybean average yield. USDA put it out at 49.4, which was quite a bit higher than the trade's average guess, which was 47.5. And that number has sent soybean prices spiraling. I know a lot of folks might think to discount that number, but when you look at USDA's August forecast for soybean yields relative to their final number over the last few years, they've been lower than the final number, not higher, and they rarely miss high. So, I'm cautious about discounting that number at this point, even though it's much higher than I thought and most of the market observers thought. So that means we're going to have quite a bit more soybeans in 2017 if that number pans out. That would put production at over 4.3 billion bushels with all the increase in acreage for 2017, which, if it pans out this way, we're probably going to see ending stocks through 2018 build on what we're seeing right now in 2016-17. In the corn market, the yield was 169.4. They just came down a little bit from what their trend line forecast was. I don't think anybody's too shocked about them not going farther down. And they're pretty accurate with those yield forecasts as well. At least the last couple of years, they've been pretty close. Their August forecast has been within a bushel of the final U.S. corn yield. Having said that, the August weather, especially for soybeans, might change those numbers significantly. But, we hear a lot of reports. I hear a lot of reports. I'm sure your listeners hear a lot of reports about reduced corn yield at 169.4. I'm loath to second guess them right now, but I feel like it's going to be lower by the time we get to the end here. Other than that, everything's pretty much on pace. For soybeans in the old crop year, they lowered crush and raised trade numbers, which that wasn't a surprise to me. We've seen soybean exports being a little bit stronger than they expected. So they've increased, USDA raised soybean exports by 50 million bushels to 2.15 billion bushels, which was to be expected. We've seen strong export numbers recently, and, that's good for lowering the ending stocks to 370 million bushels to carry out into the 17 marketing year. They also reduced crush by 10 million bushels for the old crop, but that 49.4 bushels per acre national yields outweighing all those considerations as we move through the rest of the year. Corn, they pretty much stayed consistent with their old crop numbers, still 2.37 billion bushels to carry out. With that high yield, we're seeing a little bit of weakness in corn prices, but there's not really a lot of change in the new crop numbers. I will say for the old crop, I expected a little bit more exports. We've seen stronger export numbers the last few weeks, so the ending stock number could come down 10 to 20 million bushels, but that's not enough to make up for that kind of yield level we're seeing. So, it was a really eventful day with the WASDE and crop production reports.
So I guess my question is, why such a jump in soybeans, or how did that change so drastically?
When you look at the state-by-state yield projections, they're sort of fitting with the weather pattern we're seeing, down quite a bit in North Dakota and South Dakota, a little bit lower in Illinois. Their soybean yield forecast for Illinois is 58 bushels per acre. It's 56 bushels per acre in Iowa. But then when you start looking through the South, Mississippi, they've got a record high of 52 bushels per acre projection. Georgia has a record high, Kentucky has a record high. Now, some of these aren't huge soybean states, but Mississippi plants quite a few soybeans. So I think when you take the whole picture, yes, up in the northern plains and through the central corn belt here, you know, we've seen some yield pullback from last year, but down south, their yields are up significantly. It still feels high. I know everybody out there, it feels high to me as well. But like I said before, they haven't been off by very much the last few years, so I'm sort of hesitant to discount them completely. But, you know, we'll see as we move through the rest of this crop here. You know, some dry August weather through the corn belt here, we may see those soybean yields come down even more to the central part of the country.
Todd Hubbs, ag commodity professor for the U of I. And as far as projected prices go, the WASDE report projects the 2017 to 18 price range for wheat between 440 and 520, for corn 290 to 370, and soybeans 845 to 1015 per bushel. In other news, the Illinois Farm Bureau and the RFD Radio Network are hosting the Illinois Master Showmanship Contest tonight in the Junior Livestock Barn on the fairgrounds in Springfield. The contest starts at 7 p.m. and recognizes youth who have excelled at showing animals at their county fairs. The participants will be judged on their handling of each of three species of animals, including beef, sheep, and swine. They're also quizzed by judges on their knowledge of animal husbandry and livestock production. More than $8,000 worth of prizes donated by sponsors will be given away this year, and a winner from each species will receive $100 along with various prizes. Three top winners overall will receive $500, $300, or $200, a new show box, zero-gravity lounge chairs, as well as various prizes. And additionally, all participants will receive a t-shirt and other prizes for their hard work. This marks the 18th year for the contest, and once again, it starts at 7 p.m. tonight in the Junior Livestock Building. And I will be helping at the Master Showmanship Contest. I'm going to be in the beef show ring with Rita Frazier. We will be emceeing and helping out with all of the contests. Well, in some out-of-state ag news, cotton harvest is underway in Texas and other southern states. And if you didn't know, Texas is the number one cotton-producing state in the U.S. Farmers say early yields are good and may actually be higher than yields from last year. In some areas across southern Texas, early reports say farmers are getting 2.5 bales of cotton on dryland acres. Texas farmer Charles Ring says he's done with sorghum and corn harvesting, and their attention is now on cotton. Crop quality is said to be good, even though it hasn't rained on their field since it opened. And the latest USDA crop condition report this week says the cotton crop is 57% good to excellent across American fields. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.